Walk out with me toward the unknown region.
Here it comes.
Perfection in every detail.
Yes, perfection in every detail. Chris Bent and Les Newman are in the house. Les is definitely in the house. I can see that he looks like he's peeling carrots and
castor oil here just to keep the winter cold out, although it's not been that cold today.
Casserole me over. Rock and roll. Yes, that's
in the oven. I'm just doing the veg now.
We've stopped off at the vegetable planet on our voyage toward the unknown region. We began with Neil Young with Niels Lofgren. The album was called Trans.
Really?
And virtually the entire album was recorded using a vocoder.
That's unbelievable. I wouldn't have thought that was Neil Young.
Yeah, sample and... I need a unit to sample and hold. Perfection in every detail. Let's listen to something that's been burning a hole in my ears for some time. I've been dying to play this. It's one I've played in the programme, gosh, about 15 to 20 years ago. This is Velvet Belly from Denmark and their version of Kate Bush's The Man with the Child in His Eyes. That is definitely me.
And focus on the day that's been. I realize he's there when I turn the light off and turn over. Nobody knows about my man. They think he's lost on some horizon.
Yeah. Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Still honey.
that change of rhythm, it's just brilliant, isn't it?
Golden Earring and Vanilla Queen from their album, which I was searching desperately for, and I thought, I didn't do an album called Mountain, surely. And then I realised it was Upside Down. It was actually Moon Tan, and that was the correct title of the album.
Moon Tan.
Yeah, it's the album that also contained Radar Love. But that,
yeah,
that
was a big hit for them.
But that was the final track on that album, Vanilla Queen. And prior to that, it was Velvet Belly, not the best of names for a band, but a wonderful version of The Man with the Child in His Eyes. Innocence. I am the essence of innocence, as are you, I'm sure, Mr. N.
Yeah.
You are listening, and just in case we don't tell you often enough, I'm Chris, he's Les. We met in 1970, and then we had a sort of a 48-year gap.
Yes, well, he went his way round the world, I went mine, and we ended up back in Peterborough.
And yes, and so much in common still, after all these years. God, I wasn't sure whether you'd be into radio still, but...
I've always been in radio.
And music.
I've been in radio at different times and different.
Yeah.
Because I did 365 for quite live 365 for quite a while.
Yeah.
Rock, and of course.
And our tastes. There's a slight delay in the timing with me and Les, which explains why we talk over each other. We neither of us are being ignorant, but it just sounds that way.
This is the joys of the internet.
Yes, we're both I'm amazed that we like the diverse range of music that we appear to do. So, having heard Golden Earring, I thought we'd try some Golden Earrings with the Enid, and after that, for Andy, it'll be Big Big Train and the Underfall Yard.
Oh.
It won't quite take us to the end of the programme. Hopefully we'll come back with some Neil Young. First of all, some Robert John Godfrey.
Yeah.
Yeah. For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Thank you. Stop! steel gray skies he's drawn across the river. No band played, there was no sound. A sun ray met the dark of the fuller's end. It is gone now, it is over. Traveling without knowing, without meaning. Light bleeds from the wall, star.
to say about that?
Well, I didn't want it to end.
No, that was absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Andy, for recommending that.
Amazingly,
been around 30 years.
Our correspondent in Wales.
Yeah. They've been around 30 years, 12 studio albums, and I've never heard any of them.
Well, we can't know it all, can we, Les?
Wow. I'm overwhelmed. I really am.
Big.
All I can say is, can't wait for lockdown to end, then we can go and see them.
Train is the name of the band. Yeah. Track was called The Underfall Yard.
Dave Gregory on guitar, he's actually left the band now, this year, I think.
Yeah.
He was originally with XTC, and he's played with sessions for just about anybody and everybody, including Peter Gabriel, you name it, he's played with.
Yeah.
As well as joining them in 2009. A year ago, last November 2019, they did a full two-hour set at the Empire Hackney, which is actually being released as a 2-CD set on November the 27th this year, and also on Blu-ray. So, I might even consider buying that soon because it looks really, really good. It's got 12 tracks on it.
Yeah, and the Enid... So long ago, their track Golden Earring or Earring, Golden Earrings, I think it was. The other side of that was 665, The Great Bean. It was a single on EMI Records.
Not quite 666.
No, not quite. No, 665 is the number of The Great Bean. We'll probably play that next week, shall we? Neil Young, the album was called Trans. It was 1982. Neil has always been ahead of the curve. The first track, We Are In Control, except it's a capital R. He was down, hip to the beat, all those years ago, texting, wasn't he, Neil? We Are In Control. And when he sings CCTB, it actually stands for Chemical Computer Thinking Battery. The next tune is... The next tune is Transformer Man, and finally Computer Cowboy, also known as Sys Crusher, S-Y-S, Sys Crusher. There was a reason why Neil used a vocoder on this album, and you'll have to go to the internet to find out what reason, what personal reason that was for.
We were
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Chris B.
Just pressure.
Assume it's on CD nowadays, Les, but for many years Neil refused to allow that to be put onto CD. I don't know what his motive was, but it had to be on.
Well, probably because it was personally related to his son.
It had to stay analog on vinyl, but I'm sure he must have given it.
Because Reactor, which is the previous album, he'd been doing a lot of it. Trials with his son to try and get him to speak.
Yeah.
Vocoder was one of the things we were trying to use, or something similar. And that's where he found out about the vocoder and then went on to produce Reactor and also Trans. But his son Ben had cerebral palsy, unable to speak. And that's why he decided to go that. Well, in the process of helping his son, he then got into vocoder and electronic music.
Yeah, and he was trying to show that it was difficult to understand the words through the vocoder, which was his motivation for doing it. I suppose that's why the lyrics came with the album, so you could actually listen to what his message actually was. Neil's very complex, isn't he?
Oh no, he's done a lot of things. I mean, you think he was with, CSNY.
Buffalo Springfield, wasn't it? Yeah, this is Mr. Soul, Neil Young, Trans. His 1982 version of a song that I think he must have done with Buffalo Springfield.
explained I should change.